So as you already sitting immersed in the teaching since this morning, I'd like to ask you as a group together collectively to gently bring your awareness into yourself. You may even choose to gently close your eyes and just take a deep breath, another deep breath, and just go to that beautiful center that we all are connected through 24/7 and into infinity, and that is our heart. Our connection and our link and our alignment to our soul, to our divinity, to our higher consciousness, to our higher self, to our higher being, that we all share from the realm that really we come from as one. So again, we are inviting you as one right now, right in this moment, just before Kryon comes through Lee, to put yourself in a space that has no beginning and no end. Space of your soul, of your beingness, consciously, deeply, from a place of your heart that truly knows the deep sense of peace, of appreciation, of love, of kindness, of compassion, of love that is beyond words, that is communicating through your energetic field, or as Kryon loves to call, the Merkaba, your multidimensional energy field, that is the vehicle, energy vehicle of your soul, that communicates to the field, to the universe, to the Creator, to God, to whatever name you want to give it. Breathe. And allow yourself to open even more to the higher dimensional being of yourself that is sitting with you right now in this multidimensionally soul-awakened family and just pours into you pure love from the other side of the veil that is starting to lift just a little more.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. I would love to present to you a new word. A new word for this room. Dispensation. I'm not sure it's ever spoken here before. It's an allowance for a temporary change of energy. Let's have a temporary dispensation for you to relax into what you're hearing. I know who's here. I want to give you some basic questions to ask yourself in a minute. And then hopefully the answers you wanted to hear. The energy in this room starts to temper. Some of you will say it becomes thick with love. Channeling is often like that. Depending upon that which happens, and the energy around you can create a confluence of energy that is different in this dispensation. This is a rehearsal for what's coming later today, when some of you will walk out differently than you came. There is love here. Do you think there is a system here from the Creator of all things. It's intuitive, is it not, for the planet to look for God? What a thing. It's reported even in science that up to 80% of humanity believe in a creator of the universe. 80%. In statistics, they call that a slam dunk. Why would that be? Is it possible that the divinity inside you is an awakened enough, even in old energies on the planet, to acknowledge there's a creator? That's step one of the system. That was accomplished. Belief in God. Then God became many things to many people. But that's not why we're here. We're talking about system two. Do you believe that that God of creation has a consciousness, if you can even call it a consciousness? Is there an awareness of you? Does the creator of the universe know your name? I want to tell you something. I want to give you a system tree. I want to tell you something you'd really need to hear. Yes, but not just knows your name. It's with you 24/7. It's been with you when you're laughing and when you're weeping and when all of the good things have happened and the challenging things have happened in all your life. That's the divinity partner that comes with system three. System three is the acknowledgement of the love of a creator who cares and has something to say to you. The antenna is out for you to receive this awareness that which you call God, Spirit, whatever, is bigger than you think, but has an alliance with the smallest thing you can think, with your heart, your DNA, your divinity. System four, if you want to call it that, of the plan. When you wake up to the knowledge and the awareness of what is inside you and cognize it, that's the key word. You can believe it, but not cognize it. You can believe in gravity, but until you jump in the lake and get wet, you haven't cognized it. When you cognize that, which is the love that is in your heart from a creator who cares about you, what's the next step? It's called mastery. You know what comes with mastery? Compassion, kindness. So many things that this planet has been in search of for so long. Plan four is that which is a compassion which sweeps this planet over a generation or so. And it does create that which is a consciousness that's so high that there will never be another war. And that is where this is going. You are in the right place at the right time to sit and be loved. And there's no authoritative God who's going to stand there and tell you what to do, how to do it, what's the next step. These are the things your divinity is going to have in an alliance with the consciousness of the Creator. How about you sit for a moment and not be in anxiety over what's going on in your life or the world, and instead, for a moment, all is well. What's the best prayer I could have? Cryon, people have asked. I've had so many suggestions on what to do next. I don't know what. There's so many people who are offering to help me, and I can go over there and I can study here and I go climb these stairs that somebody said I had to do. Why would you do such a thing when the conduit to spirit is within you and is starting to open in ways that it never has before, because there's more than just timing going on. Pieces and parts of you are starting to be alerted, you might say, awakened, you might say, opened. Here's the best question you could ever ask of the Creator, the antenna you have inside to listen. The question is this: Dear Spirit, tell me what it is I need to know. And then sit back. And the linear human being will say, well, how's that going to work? Am I going to hear a voice from the sky? How is And the linear human being has no idea, truly, of how a multidimensional consciousness of the Creator, filled with love, talks to you. It talks through intuition and synchronicity and beauty and compassion. What's your day like? How do you start your day? Think about it. Do you get up and worry about what's next? Or do you stop for a moment and say, thank you that I am here on this planet to work the puzzle of light and dark as a rehearsal, perhaps for years, that I'm going to be involved in spreading the divinity. Mastery does that. It's not a philosophy. It's not a doctrine. It's a reality. If someone comes and starts yelling at you, what does a human normally do? They react. Mastery doesn't react, it observes. And you can observe that. And you can look at them while they're yelling at you or pushing your chest, and your whole thing is, I'm so sorry they're having a bad day. Where it just falls away because you have compassion for their God inside, which is the same in your God inside. That's what's coming. Can you imagine compassionate corporate leaders? Can you imagine compassionate government? That is possible. It has happened on other planets, dear ones. And you are filled with the wisdom from another planet. We'll get there sometime later, maybe tomorrow. This is the plan, that the divinity and you would start awakening. And now is the time. There is more coming. That's just the opening statement. You are dearly loved. And so it is.